Corinthians.
I thought we were going to get out early tonight, but...
That's all right.
Amen.
All
right. Amen.
1 Corinthians 15. Jesse, do you know Field of Grace?
Yeah.
Can you play it in G?
Yep.
Clouds are disappearing, skies are turning blue. Only just a while ago, I told him I was through. He did not rebuke me, but with arms of strong embrace, picked me up and carried me into a field of grace, where all is quiet, leaning on his breast. He pulled me from a stormy sea to a place where I could rest. He told me I was loved. He told me I was saved. And I could stay till healing came in this holy field of grace. I've had to pass through deserts, had to face strong winds, but I don't dread them all that much. I know he'll come again. He leads me to still waters. There he'll let me stay until my soul has been restored in this healing field of grace, where all is quiet, leaning on his breast. He pulled me from a stormy sea to a place where I could rest. He told me I was loved. He told me I was safe. And I could stay till healing came in this holy field of grace. He told me I was loved. He told me I was safe. And I could stay till healing came in this holy field of grace. First Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. There's two definitions for grace. Number one is favor or goodwill, kindness or disposition to oblige another. And this is the kind of grace that we see that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. He found favor in the eyes of God because he was righteous in the sight of God. Amen. But the other definition for grace is appropriately the free, unmerited love and favor of God, the spring and source of all the benefits men receive from him. One day, I realized that every single thing in my life is a result of God's grace towards me. It says, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. It's nothing that I did. It's nothing that I could accomplish, but the grace of God that was in my life allowed me to be where I am and to do what I have done or have the things that have happened to me in my life. That's the grace of God. Amen. I'll be brief. Number one, it was the grace of God when he saved me from his wrath.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
When I got saved, that was the best day that ever happened to me. And that was the grace of God. I was 11 years old when I made my first profession of faith. I did it because I knew that's what you were supposed to do. I grew up in a Christian home all my life. I knew that you're supposed to get saved and put your trust in Jesus Christ because he's the Savior. And I knew that. I was taught that all my life. I had been in Sunday school. I had done the best I could in Sunday school. I memorized all the verses. I did all that because I knew it was the right thing to do. But when I was 16 years old, we were in a meeting in Louisiana. And the preacher preached on blind Bartimaeus and how he regained his sight. The Lord let him be able to see, but he wasn't saved. He only saw, and he only knew what he had to do. He didn't believe. And the moment he believed, that's when he got saved. And that's when I trusted Christ. I was on the front row right about there, and my dad was about three pews behind me, and I made one step. And that's when the Lord changed my life.
Amen.
It was when I made that one step, the moment I knew it wasn't me, the moment I knew and believed that it was the Lord that could save me, that's when he saved me.
Amen.
And he saved me from my wrath, not because I deserved it,
Amen.
But because he loved me.
That's right.
And because it was his grace in my life.
Yep. Amen.
He sought me, and he convicted me, and he constantly showed me that I needed to get saved. And when I didn't want him, when I didn't really care, I just was playing the role as a church kid. When I didn't want him, he was seeking me, and he sought me. Even after what I did, I rejected him. I disobeyed his laws. I put a face on in church, but at home I was a different person. In my room, when I was alone, I was a different person. Even after I did that, he still sought me.
Amen.
He still wanted me.
Amen.
And that's the grace of God in my life.
Amen.
Even after what he did, he still sought me.
Amen.
He died and I ran from him. He didn't have to come looking for me, but he did.
Amen.
And that's the grace of God in my life.
Amen.
Number two, he bought me.
Amen.
He paid the price for me. The price that I should have paid.
Yes.
I should be in hell.
Amen.
I should have died on that cross. That was my crown of thorns that he wore.
Yeah.
But that's the grace of God. He paid the price for me, and he got nothing from it. He got me. He got us.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Amen.
But that's the grace of God. He did it anyways, and he paid the price for us.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Number one, he saved me from his wrath. But number two, he seeks a relationship with me. It doesn't stop there.
Amen.
I got saved, and that was the best thing that ever happened to me, but it gets better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He seeks a relationship. He could have just saved me and been done. I hear stories about Brother Gary Luchik when he got saved, and he said, there the Lord was. The morning I woke up, there he was. I thought he was just going to put me on a shelf and be done with me. But he could have just saved me, but he wants to get to know me.
Amen.
And he wants me to get to know him.
Amen.
And he wants to perfect me and make me better and make me more like him. And he wants to have that relationship with me. Why? Why would he want a relationship with me? Why would he want a relationship with any one of us? We're nothing. But he wants us to get to know us. And he wants us to get to know him. That's the grace of God in our life. He's a shield to guard me. In this relationship, he's a shield to guard me. He keeps me from the snares of the devil. When I can't make it, when I trust in myself, I'm nothing.
Amen.
When I rely on my strength, I'm nothing.
Amen.
But he's the shield.
Amen.
He's the shield to guard me when I can't do anything. We use that shield of faith, and all the fiery darts of the devil can do nothing to us as long as we rely on him.
Amen.
And that's God's grace in our life. He keeps me from the snares of the devil, and his strength is what allows me to withstand temptation. When the devil's throwing stuff at you all the time, he does it all the time. He's constantly trying to keep us from, either he tries to keep you from doing what you're supposed to do, or he makes you believe that you're the one that did it.
Yeah.
He puffs you up for what you did. But by the grace of God, he's a shield that can guard us from that. And he can keep us in that relationship with him. And he's also a shepherd to guide me. This was the first week that my family has not sang with my older brother. He stayed back at home. He's working and trying to make some money for the future. And yeah, he's got a girlfriend in Spain. Yeah, we're always messing with him about that. But so he stayed back, and he's always been the person that calls the songs in our band. And we always just look to him, what song you want us to do next? But this week, because he's not here, I'm the one that's had to call. I'm the one that has had to be in touch with God. And
amen.
Trust me, it's been a lot of pressure this week. But
good for you.
Man, Wednesday night when we sang and the Lord showed up,
yeah.
I was just praising God for showing up when I picked the song.
Yeah.
But he's the shepherd to guide me, and he shows me the best way to go. And I'm just thankful that this week he's showed me what songs to sing, and he showed
Amen.
Me when I was so afraid that I was going to pick the wrong songs. But I'm so thankful. That's the God. That's God's grace
Amen.
Right there. I'm thankful. And he shows me the best way to go. He doesn't show me just a way to go. He doesn't show me just, you can make it if you go this way. No, he shows me the best way that I can go. And I'm thankful that God shows me the best way. He wants what's best for us. No matter what happens in our life, he knows it's the best for us. And that's God's grace. But it doesn't stop there. He also sent me to reap in his harvest. We get to be just a small part of God's work. We get to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we get to be just a small part in his grand kingdom and in his work. Look who we get to serve. It's unbelievable. I said earlier this week that he works through us, but then he rewards us for what he did in us. And it's just amazing that everything is God's grace in our life. Everything that we do, he helps us to serve him and then rewards us for it. And that's just the grace of God. All he wants is obedience, and the rest is him. The rest is him working through us. The rest is him. It's grace. Everything is grace. But lastly, he shares his riches with us. Everything we have is from God, and it's another act of his grace. Everyone gave a lot of testimonies about trials and hardships that they're going through, and they just want to trust God. And someone even gave a testimony that when you look back on it, you realize that that's God working in your life. And you realize that that's the grace of God making you who he wants you to be and making you come closer to him. What if we didn't have those trials? You realize how independent we would be and how far away from God we would be, because when we're comfortable, we get apathetic. But those trials are what brings us to him. Those trials are what makes us more dependent on him. We can't make it without him. And that's what makes us realize it. But when we go through tough times, we wonder why this happens to us. We wonder, what good can come from this? But what do we really deserve? When you think of it that way, this life, you look at people that don't have God in their life, you look at people that aren't saved and are going through just the same thing you are, a loved one dying or cancer or whatever the case may be, you look at them, they're hopeless. They have nothing to cling to. But we get to go through it with the King of Kings. And we get to go through it under God's wing and in relationship with him and in fellowship with him. That's so much better than what the alternative is. But also, what do we really deserve? We deserve hell. We deserve to be without God. We deserve to be on our own the way we were before we found God. But because of that, if you look back on your life, you'll see God. You'll see grace. God used him to prepare you maybe for the future, and to draw you closer to him.
Amen.
He blesses us far above our needs and more than we could ever, ever deserve.
Amen.
Sometimes you need to just stop and think about all the blessings in your life.
Amen.
One time, I was texting one of my friends. I was in Louisiana, and he was in back at home. And I just said, Jackson, what has the Lord done in your life? And he started saying all these things, and he's like, what has the Lord done in your life? And we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I was like, Jackson, we can't list all the things. This would take forever. I'm just going to stop here and say God's good. And when you really think of it, when you put it into perspective, when you just stop and you think, what has the Lord done in my life? He's given me a home. He's given me a family. He saved me. He's given me a church. He lets me travel. He's given me instruments. He's allowed my dad to have a business to allow us to travel. He's given me a bus, which is awesome. And he's given us instruments. He's given me a car. He's given me a bed to sleep in, a roof over my head. He's given me food. I've never missed a meal. He's given me everything I have is the grace of God.
Amen.
And when you think of it that way, it's amazing.
Amen.
It's incredible how good God is.
Amen.
Maybe you need to just thank God for his grace. And just thank him. It's been a good meeting this week. The Lord has showed up. That's the grace of God. We deserve to have dead services. We don't deserve the Lord to show up anytime. And we take that for granted a lot of the time. But the Lord has showed up this week. The Lord has blessed and encouraged people and saved people. Maybe we just need to stop and thank him for it. Or maybe you've never even tasted of God's grace. Maybe you're not saved. This is a great opportunity for you to get saved. And you can taste and see that the Lord is good. You can experience every single thing that I've preached tonight. You can experience his relationship. You can experience working for him and serving the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And you can experience his riches. Maybe you just need to come and receive it. Or just thank him for how good he's been.
Amen.
Amen.